Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, let's go right to him. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, columnist over there, doing a lot of great work, as he usually does. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, Joe, that seems so weird to say, but yes, it is true. Omar Kelly of Miami Herald.
That's all right. You know what? It says a lot, man. It says a lot. And they wanted to have you. And football and the Dolphins are obviously important. And so I got to ask you, what was your take, first of all, on Odell Beckham Jr. signing and being able to get him for, what, a $3 million guaranteed with high incentives? I love that deal.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a great deal. It was a little surprising to me just from the standpoint of when they drafted two slot receivers in the late rounds. I just figured that that was the route they were going. Chris Greer basically said nothing is imminent with the Beckham deal, but it seems like Mike McDaniel just continued to press it and press it and press it. And from what I understand, I think the two other suitors were the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And while those aren't great locations, and I'm sure Odell Beckham is really high on the location of where he plays,
yes,
I think he believes in what Mike McDaniel can do and will do with his career. And really, he's a player. He's 31, but he doesn't have that much mileage in him just because of the 3 years that he spent rehabbing injuries. So I think that this could be a resurgence for him in terms of what he's able to do as an NFL player, especially when he's not asked to play 1,000 snaps in the season.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, I'm with you on that, and I think he can give those guys a little bit of a rest on the outside as well as they can all play together. But I think more than that, I think Mike McDaniel sold him on a game plan on how he's going to use him, and I think he realizes he's got a chance to have more than 35 catches, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I don't have a problem with what his contributions were last year with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, obviously, they paid a lot for that contribution. But, you know, he and that's the thing. In his film, when you watched it, you broke it down because I initially hadn't, and I thought it didn't make any sense. And then I watched what role he played and what he brings in terms of his catch radius, in terms of his sure hands, in terms of his toughness, and ability to run seam routes and still be effective. You know, he can really serve a role, help you in the red zone. He can serve a role that's really missing from a skill set standpoint in this receiving core. I mean, before he got here, it was just a squad of Smurfs and Eric Uzukama, who we all know hasn't really proven he could be reliable. And now you've got two receivers with some size that can play with a little bit of power. And that doesn't even include the tight end, Jody Fortson, who was a receiver in his career. So with that addition, and then the addition of Jonnu Smith, you're adding four new weapons to the passing game that could just add a completely different element to the offense that the Miami Dolphins didn't have last year.
Yeah, no, by the way, I agree. This all of a sudden, this looks like a huge upgrade, plus the youngsters and how they end up fitting into this thing, plus what you brought back. I agree. But, hey, the other thing is, boy, I look at it, they're counting on a lot of guys this year in the 30-year-old club. If this thing is about winning right now, Tyreek 30, Teron 32, Jalen Ramsey going to be 30 during the season, Raheem Mostert 32, right. Poyer 34, and Odell Beckham 31. They're counting on a lot of guys in the 30 club, though, this year.
That's five. I don't think that's a heavy load or a heavy number. Hell, I still want to add Calais Campbell. I want.
Oh no, we may not be. NFL. Yeah, we may not be done. By the way, you think that's it? Could still be in the works.
Yeah, I think it can be, especially when they get the money back. Right now, they didn't have. They don't. I didn't even think they had the money to sign Odell Beckham right at this very minute. But when they get to June 1st and they get the $18.5 million for Xavier Howard, yeah. I think it's going to open up a ton of possibilities in terms of players who, you know, Calais Campbell is not participating in any OTAs or training camp. He's going to show, OTAs, he's going to show up for training camp, and he's going to be in good shape if he wants to play. And I still don't know if he does. Calais has been laying low. He's probably in that, you know, do I want to go through this again? But if I thought Calais was done playing in the NFL, he'd be doing TV right now. So I definitely don't think he's finished. The question is, well, what do they want to use that money for? And you could certainly use it to basically pay for the future of your team, which is, you know, Javon Holland, and they don't need the money to pay for Tua, but, you know, certainly that's something that they want to do. I think you create cap space if you restructure Tua right now. But they have the potential to continue to add and improve on this team. And I think if there were areas that they can enhance, I think they can add another safety, a veteran safety, and there are tons out there. I think they can add a guard or a backup center. There are a couple that are still available. And I think they need defensive line help. I mean, unless they're just going to go with a heavy rotation of defensive linemen, and they certainly can since they added seven, you need a veteran who can play five technique and be on that edge in a 3-4 in a 3-4 front, and that's Calais. I mean, the writing's on the wall. You could either do that, or you could bring Emmanuel Ogba back on the cheap. I think they still got a couple of holes that they still need to fit to add on the front line, and Calais just looks perfect fit for Miami.
I would be shocked if Emmanuel Ogba, who is still a free agent, comes back. That would surprise you a little bit.
That would shock me as well. Yeah. But I am a little surprised that he hasn't signed with anybody.
You mentioned it, safety. It just looks like we don't have enough safeties. I agree with you that you need more depth at that position. And then the right guard one too, and I'm putting them together, and you can comment. Does Rob Jones – I just feel like Rob Jones getting a first crack at this. Am I missing something?
I think Liam gets the first crack, and here's the reason why. Liam has the high draft pick investment, not only the high pick of a second-round selection, but remember, they traded a third-round pick the next year for him. So Liam is really the equivalent of a first-round pick, and he's going into his fourth year. They continue to talk Liam up. I think he'll get the first shot at it. And I really did like how he played at right guard. If people want to be critical of Lee, and I'm one of those people, so let me not act like I'm not throwing stones. I was critical of Liam last year, but the way that he played at the end of the season, especially hurt at filling in at center, which is not an easy thing to do, it was admirable. Now, give him an opportunity to settle in at right guard and see how he does. And I think that because of the high draft pick investment, Chris Kerr always favors going with guys that he's made an investment of a high draft pick in.
Yeah, but saying that, and I get it, but I don't see Chris Greer calling in anybody going, you know, I moved up to get this guy. I gave away a draft pick. I don't think you do that to your coordinators. I just don't.
You don't. You don't. But if Butch Barry has a high opinion of Liam as well.
Well, that's different. If that carries weight right there. Butch has earned that.
Oh, absolutely. Listen. And I'm a Butch Barry fan. I'm a Butch Barry fanboy. So if Butch Barry says, based on his performance last year, Butch Barry says Liam Eichenberg can get the job done at right guard, I'm not questioning Butch. Like, I know he came in and from his what he did at University of Miami and then how things ended in Denver, we threw stones at Butch Bowery. We questioned a hire. But based on what he did last year or what he had, that man worked magic. And if he says that Liam Eikenberg is my starting right guard, I'm not questioning it.
The I want to ask you this question, and if I asked you before, do you think they sit down Tyreek and say, hey, Ty, we still want you to be explosive and have a big year, but we're gonna take a couple of targets and we're gonna treat you a little bit more like Raheem Mostert and cut back so you're healthy late in the season. I don't think it would fly with Tyreek, but you think they make a point to keep him out of the 170 target club?
I don't know. That's a tough one right there, just because I know Tyreek still envisions himself as being the first receiver to produce 2,000 yards. And I think he can do that. But if it means holding him, because people don't realize this, but Raheem hated being held out of practice all season. He hated it. He thought it was disrespectful. And certainly Mike didn't care. And Mike did what he wanted to do. And it benefited Raheem till he got hurt late in the year.
And that's why they did it. Exactly why, yeah. Why it ended up happening. You're right.
Yeah. Now, if it benefits Tyreek that he's held out of practice every Wednesday and allows him to produce the way that he has produced for 17 games, I don't think he'll and allows him to set the record, I don't think he'll care or will be crying about it. And people are so bothered by the fact that Tyreek wants to set the record and bothered by the fact that Mike McDaniel just continues to feed him. But the reality is they have the number one offense taking that approach. And what people don't realize is Tyreek rotates in and out of the game like crazy. And when he's off the field, that gives a player like Odell Beckham or Jalen Waddle or right. Raheem Mostert or Devon Achane an opportunity to carry the offense and make plays. And then you put the best weapon in the NFL back on the field. Like, name me a better weapon in the NFL than Tyreek Hill in the last 2 years.
No one had more explosive plays. No one.
Who was it? So all of this obsession about, oh, we feed Tyreek too much, or we go to Tyreek too much, or we lean on Tyreek too much. You had the number one offense in the NFL last year doing this. Why would you change anything?
Well, just because he was banged up a lot at the end of the year and had some dropped balls on some crossing routes because he was already sore, and he goes, I'm living for another snap.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If we could figure out a strategy that could get Tyreek to 17 games at 80%, would I take it? Yes.
Yeah.
And you might be right. That might mean being put on a Raheem Mostert program. And whether you like it or not, Tyreek, it's funny because I dealt with the players, like Kendall Lamb was like that too, where he's like, he's pissed off that they won't let him practice. And that's part of the reason I love that team, because Raheem was pissed off. Kendall Lamb was pissed off. You know, Teron certainly wasn't pissed off because Teron understands, what's going on. But guys hated the fact that they sat them, but there they were, trying to make it to the end of the season. And will Mike McDaniel come up with a master plan and the medical staff? Yeah. So you're right. It might. I never thought about it until you mentioned it, but it might mean Tyreek doesn't practice every Wednesday.
Hey, so I leave you with this. We still got to get something this year out of the draft class, right? The seven guys. We still need some production and guys to play. Please don't hit me with the future, please.
The pass rushers, yes.
Yes. That's a good start.
Patrick Paul, maybe if something happens to Teron, but I still think he's behind Kendall Lamb.
Yes.
And then the two slot receivers, I don't know. Jalen Wright maybe have to help you on special teams or prove what he can do, but in training camp we'll see. But certainly those pass rushers, Joe, they got help you in the first 2 months of the season. Yeah. So yeah, I'll give you the pass rushers, but that's about it.
All right, it's a good start. You're coming around. Omar, thank you. I appreciate it. What do you got coming up in the Herald today? What are you and Barry doing?
I have a podcast out now about the Odell Beckham signing. It's called Dolphins in Depth. I know everybody's used to what I was doing with All Dolphins, but Dolphins in Depth, me and Barry, come on. When are you ever going to get Barry on a podcast? And then tomorrow we've got one coming out with Emory Hunt, sort of breaking down some of these undrafted players and basically the depth of the draft and going into what the Washington brothers add. We had the Marx brothers. Can we call them the Washington brothers?
If they work out like the Marx brothers, you call them whatever you want if they're as good as Duke and Clay. Of course. They got ways to go, though. Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
Right.
Thanks, Omar. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald columnist. Still got to get used to saying that myself. Hey, right now, I got to tell you about what's going on with the Marlins, man. All right, so they're out of town. They're playing the Dodgers. Got a three-game set coming up in L.A., and then coming back home for a weekend series against the Phillies. First of all, I want to say this for your kids. If your kids have been going, I want to go, the Phillies, who are playing really well, top of the National League East, are got a Club 305 program for you to get your kids set up. What he was just telling me about, we're just talking about how great it's been for Leon and Max to go to the games and get something. You sign up, and every time you go, they give you something. They got great programs set up for you. The marketing department over there is just fantastic. It's about, obviously, there's a game plan. The kids tell the parents what they want to go and see and have a hot dog and have a good time, and parents are going. So, they got great memberships. We got a lot of cool programs. The Club 305 program. We got Fiesta Fridays, which is always cool as well. Enjoy those $5 beers. And they got Legacy Saturdays. They got a lot of really – and they're going to have Bark at the Park. That'll be coming up. We'll let you know on some of those dates on that so you can plan on going to that. Treat your pup to a ball game on a select Sundays and Mondays. We'll be telling you about that so you can learn more at marlins.com/bark. If you want to find out the next time you can take your dogs out and watch a little baseball with them, man. So a lot of good programs going on. And you know about the big trade that was made that going to take a while to get used to with no Luis Arise around. Hopefully some of these guys will be up here real soon. Anyway, Marlins baseball got some programs coming up that you may want to enjoy starting on Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, welcome back. Good morning. What a weekend, man. Congratulations, F1. Big, big event for a lot of people. And obviously, good stuff out there. And for once, we do have good news to tell you that Max Verstappen did not win the race. Doesn't happen very often. Would he have finished second? Lando Norris of the McLaren team, congratulations to him and everything else. But looked like a great event. Look great on TV, Woody. Look great on TV for sure. I know you watched and went out there on Saturday as well. But we've got a bunch of stuff going on. You know about the Odell Beckham Jr. and everybody's curious now to see what magic Mike's going to work and putting them in there and fitting them in and still not playing them too much and trying to pull a maintenance program on all his guys and keep everybody healthy for the end of the season. Obviously, he's going to be the goal as well as off to a great start. And then the Luis Arise traded to the Padres, leading hitter in baseball. Batting title, four hits in his first game with San Diego, gets traded for, I give you a bunch of names, but they'd mean nothing to you because they're all going to minor league locations for the Marlins, single A, double A, triple A. And
any thoughts on what their game plan is?
Yeah. So Peter Bendix has now joined the every other guy that's taken that job at the top and going to build the minor league system up and saying we got to develop our own guys from the minor league system. I don't think this will be the last move made. It just happened to be, you know, guy that's on base a lot, hits for average, doesn't hit for power. And they said, of course, Peter Bendix was going to say this. It was the offer we couldn't refuse. And you're going, yeah, right. We'll see if there's another offer coming down here. Bottom line is this. And again, I don't know how much it matters. I don't. I have no idea. But play well, get your value up, and we'll trade you for prospects. Jazz Chisholm and Jake Berger, once he gets back from his injury, don't play too well and don't get hot for a while because you too will be moving if for the right prospects or somebody's top prospect or two to try to build this up. Now, Peter Bendix got a great background track record in Tampa Bay, but it's just the same program. And I don't know. You've heard it so much. We've heard it from different owners. We've just, I don't know if anybody cares at this point. I really don't. Well, they have 8,000 a couple games.
Yeah, I told you earlier. I said they are what they are with the Marlins. They're kind of just not a good franchise, man. I mean, what do you want to say?
No.
They do a great job getting people, you know, trying to get people to the park and taking care of the kids and all that. But
you know what they should
do? Competitive baseball, it's just not for you.
The owner should go, hey, want to thank the marketing department. Hopefully we can be as good in the baseball side as we are with our marketing programs.
I also don't think it matters, though, man.
No, you're right.
In all reality, like if the team was winning right now, they were 10 games over 500.
Still wouldn't matter that much?
You think it would?
I don't know.
They made the playoffs last year. They were pretty good last year.
Yeah.
Didn't really seem to move the needle.
No, went up just a little bit. You're right. Where they go up 1,000 or 2,000 fans a game, but they got a tough one, and this doesn't help. No matter what, this doesn't help. And by the way, there's just no guarantee with the minor league prospects. I've heard this before, and we got somebody's best, and there's no guarantee. Now, we have in the past. We've had guys, some of our best players are from other teams and worked their way up, but there's just no guarantee. And at some point, the guys we draft, we have to get more of those guys developed, and
it's not going to happen, the big man.
Well, I mean, you get.
I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Same draft for everybody.
If you like baseball,
you go.
They've made it very easy to go.
Well, you know what
if
we are,
too.
If you
don't like baseball, whatever.
Sacramento Kings did this for a long time. My dad used to tell me. They put a premium on who's coming to town. Golden State's coming to town.
Yeah.
Golden State's going to be here. The Lakers and LeBron are coming. And so, hey, come get your ticket. They didn't even talk about their own team. And the Marlins are going to go, hey, Phillies are coming. All you folks down here grew up in Philly. Hey, New York Mets are coming. We're going to do that. Dodgers will come, right? Dodgers are a super talented team. And by the way, Shohei Ohtani has caught fire for a slow start with the gambling stuff. He apparently is okay.
So he's done betting on games. So he got caught. He's done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Woody. I don't. I do know Steve.
He was the victim, Joe.
He was a victim.
He was a victim.
Had no idea.
No idea that guy was stealing all those
money. Well, I tell you what, it's still hard. I know a little sarcasm, but it is hard to imagine somebody take $16 million that's working with you every day and you have no idea.
He's very rich.
I mean, I think even a billionaire would know friggin' like $16 million goes missing. He'd probably have somebody would let him know.
You think Stephen Ross would know?
Yeah.
He's probably got his money spread out in a lot of places.
Yeah, no. He's got a lot of different things. By the way, did you also see, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up, Tom Garfinkel came out and said, hey, stop. We're not selling
for sale,
it.
Yeah.
Not for sale. Very strong. Not looking. And by the way, if they were, it'd be worth a hell of a lot more than $10 billion. Great job. Great call by you, Tom. And by the way, if we did sell everything, you might want to do your math because it's worth a hell of a lot more, the football and the race, than the $10 billion with this piece of property. Huge piece of property It's incredible somehow they put that track around that thing.
I don't know what the breakdown is for the profit on that. Like, I'd be interested to find out, you know, ticket sales and food sales.
There's three people that know for sure. CFO, CEO, and owner. They know what the bottom line is.
So there are millions of food, you know, spots out there that are selling food at, you know, crazy prices, and they got merchandise that, you know, F1 is selling, and, you know, hats were 100-something bucks and shirts are over 100 bucks. I just wonder who's taking all that money in, man, because people are buying that stuff like crazy out there.
It's a buying crowd, in case you
it
haven't noticed.
It is a buying crowd.
In case you haven't noticed who's showing up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Heineken was a big sponsor, $16 beers.
Sipping nice and slow. nice and slow.
That's painful, man. $16 for a can of beer.
I know.
That's damn painful.
Yeah. I kid.
And what is the world coming to,
man? I don't know, Woody.
$16.
No, I got you. Hey, by
the 24-pack.
You think Panther tickets, by the way, you think they get cheaper tonight? Second round of the playoffs?
That's expensive. That's an expensive evening, too, tonight.
You want to go. And Panther fans, right, been waiting. And since last year, got all giddy about this team. And this team looks like it could be even better this year. Got a chance. Off to a great start. See if they can keep it going. Game one tonight. And by the way, speaking of that, leads me right into the fact that Steve Goldstein is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Goldie about all this stuff that we're talking about this morning. Anyway, we got a lot to get to, but before we get back, and Goldie will be with us, like I said, at 9 o'clock this morning. Well, I'm not an attorney for a law firm, but I will tell you the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation, they are special. Yes, they're friends of mine. I'm going to start with that because I really like both of them, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. But damn, I really like what they do, what they stand for, the injury law firm of 30-plus years of experience. And by the way, the name on the law firm will handle your case personally. I just want to let you know. Start to finish, small enough to handle the fender bender, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. You know, the best thing I could tell you is go to their website, CohenandJudah.com. That's CohenandJudah.com. And get all the information, find out what people are saying about them, car accidents, slip and fall, or anything else. And I just want to let you know that if you're a little frustrated right now and really have had it with the lawyers, the communication's not what you thought it would be, and it just hasn't they pitched a great case when you got in there, and they really haven't followed it up the same way. Well, it's one of the top reasons clients fire or change their lawyers on their injury case. Lack of communication. Don't call back. No personal relationship. That's not what Harvey and Gary are all about. I want to let you know, if you've lost confidence in your lawyer, call CohenandJudah.com. Here it is, man. Again, CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333 for Cohen and Judah.
All right, let's get.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Your weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 78 degrees, a 4% chance of rain. And before we get back to it here, it is Live Nation Concert Week. We're giving you the exclusive opportunity to win tickets to not one show, but five. And you get to choose which shows you want to go to enter. And for more details, go to WQAM.com/contest. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you. You know, we've had an unbelievable response to the little rich white kids who were out in the boat and threw the garbage out in Boca, which, by the way, just fits the whole stereotype of Boca. And it's nothing against Hawk and one Hawk upset, but it's like just such a bad look. But
you think he responds today?
Who?
To this story, Hawk?
I'm sure Hawk
might have said something.
He might have said something. He might have said something last week. What date that happened last week?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But, boy, the video.
You've been sullying the Good Boca name all morning.
The video has just spread all over. I mean, it became a huge national.
People like the oceans, man.
They do. By the way, you're right. They do. Even I'm not an ocean guy, but I like to look at the ocean.
Yeah.
I like to go up to my knees.
Yeah, you see, you know, the Nemo movies and everything. Everyone's, you know.
But I don't know about the movies. You have to watch all the kid stuff. But
you never seen Nemo?
No. No, I haven't, Woody.
There's a fish.
Okay. I sit with the kids, the grandkids sometimes. And
you
watch
should
stuff.
Watch some of the movies with them, man. They're good, some of them.
Thanks. Thanks, Woody.
No problem.
That's great. So I had somebody text me that it's so outdated, nobody gets grounded anymore. I don't know if that's true.
I threaten with grounding, but it does not work.
Well, it doesn't work.
He knows. Like my son knows I'm not going to keep him locked in his room.
That's not grounding. Grounding is
what is it then? Isn't that keeping him like at home, locked in the room, like no TV?
Yeah, stuff
no video
like that,
games.
But they got to be a certain age. I mean, you can't do it when they're. I understand when they're little guys, but.
Yeah, but I can't do it, man. I tell him, no TV, and then like I'm sitting out there watching a game, and he comes and sits next to me. What do I do?
Again, how old's Leon?
7.
Okay. How old's Max?
He's 2.
Okay, so. Come on. It's a bet. I don't. But I didn't realize that. I know the spanking thing. I don't even want to get in the whole spanking thing.
No,
I know
the spanking thing. Can't do that. Can't do that one.
I'm aware of it. Mm-mm. I know.
Very frowned upon.
I got daughter-in-law. It's brought it back, though.
Yeah?
My little Brazilian daughter-in-law, she gets after it now.
I think the biggest problem with it is like
kind of weird seeing it for the first time. And my son goes, hey.
That's the thing is you don't want to get caught doing it in public.
I don't know what the.
That's a bad look, man, if you get caught spanking your kids in public.
But so
because
why
everyone's
can't
very
I?
Very sensitive these days. About
I don't
want like
to go
that.
into groups of people, but to me, people still, like, if their kid's a knucklehead, like, all right, you're asking to stay home for a week. You ain't going to drive your car except to get home. And no, you're done. And by the way, just tell your little girlfriend you won't be going out for a week for what you did. Like, you broke rules, whatever. I guess people don't do that anymore. Just do whatever you want. I don't know. I'm soft, too, probably. My dad tells me I'm soft, too. So
you are soft.
Probably very soft myself here.
Well, it gets softer by generation, but I feel like there's been research done by people that, like, you know, hey, spanking is not the answer. Right? Like, I'm sure there's been research done by people.
Well, they worried
like,
about, like, mental health's going to kick in. Oh, he didn't really, or she didn't have mental health. Well, now she got a little mental health because her ass has to stay home Saturday and Sunday and do chores all day and then get to go out at night.
But just like everything else, there's been advancement, you know, and like,
hey, you know what?
How you punish.
Hey, mental health, stay the hell out of this one. Hey, if your kid didn't have it, no, he can be a little bummed out. That's fine. Don't worry. My parents aren't going to do anything up there anyway. You're safe. You don't have to worry about that. That's the damnedest thing I've ever. You know what? It's like nothing happens around here, and I see it. We see people, you know, shot and hit and runs. And you see it, and you go, oh, what a terrible story. Why is it always here? But this one really, like, just really irritated me, to put it nicely. It really pissed me off.
It's a frustrating story because the kids are, you know, they're D-bags.
The celebration after all that crap they threw out. I'm like, damn, man. Not that I'm going to be fishing or going out there, but there are a lot of people that do care about it, that live down here and understand, like, the Atlantic Ocean is kind of special. We like it. We like to look at it. And don't screw it up. And we got kids up there with pampering parents that it's a learning. This will be a learning experience. He'll be fine. We got to work him back into school. It's been really hard. What'd you expect? Once everybody knew who they were, I think everybody's going, that was cool, bro. Really cool what you did. My parents are pissed, though.
That must be nice, though, to be 16 and have a boat at your disposal.
Like that?
That's a nice-ass boat.
By the way, did we get a – I don't know what the boat is. I don't know what a
We some of the boaters are fighting with each other on here. I don't know if we have a
that boat could be up.
You want an estimate on the cost of the boat?
What is it? 800, 900, a million, 700? I don't know. A lot. That's a nice boat. Nice boat. Anyway, and I don't know what the age to go out on boat. Now, I'm not looking it up, and I'm not even getting into it. Anybody that knows that stuff or follows it wants to. I know who knows, but I can't get a hold of him. Rodney Barreto. Can't get a hold of him, though. I tried this morning. And
someone said the boat trashing happened on April 28th as part of the Boca Bash event.
Yes.
We used to have a home on Lake Boca, which is a meeting place for anyone attending.
Yeah.
Boca Bash by boat. Over the years, there's been too many teens taking the family boat out with no adult supervision.
I agree with that. I can see that.
The Boca Bash.
The Boca, even had their name on it, the Bash. Great time for your kids to go out and dump garbage in the ocean and have a good time. Throw down a couple cold ones while you're at it.
Someone said the Boca boys take their lattes and Fiji water away for a week and they'll learn.
Oh, Wood. We're done.
It's a tough story, man. It's tough to see that stuff.
Just, by the way, and you brought it up earlier, we got grown-ups doing the same damn thing. We got video of grown-ups the last few months doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah,
in
that's
County.
Where you draw the line. Because, like, I feel like it's very hard for me to rip a 16-year-old because I did some dumb stuff. And I know you did, too. And that's the age where it's like, I think you get a pass. Right, even if you're a rich punk like these kids, like I think you still get a pass.
Well, they're getting a pass, of course.
Yeah. But if those kids were like college aged or 20, you know, in their 20s.
I'm guessing mom and dad went out and got a good attorney to start with, right? They went out and.
If those kids are in their 20s, how about you strap a snorkel on them and make them pick it all up? Drop them off in the ocean
So
they
what's
left
the
all
chances
that stuff?
We're really going to see those guys picking up garbage or something for.
Like, oh, no, they're getting charged. They got in trouble. They got charged. They'll have to do something. I'm sure they have good lawyers, but they'll have to deal with something.
Everybody can see those faces blocking that underage. All right. So anyway,
what kind of lawyer they have for that? Lawyer of the ocean?
I don't know.
Someone said 400 to 500K for the boat.
That boat? Seemed like more than that, man. That boat looked nice.
I don't know. Have you ever priced them out?
No.
You haven't even gotten close, huh?
Nope.
I know a few years back I was trying to get you to get one.
I know. Nope.
I think it'd be a good investment for you.
Yeah, really?
Everyone can use it. It'd be fun.
That'd chew up retirement money real quickly, Woody. Good job by you. That's just what I need to do.
What if you came home
There's no, one don't
day.
Start. Don't start.
I just want to know, because I don't know if your wife's into boating or not, but
no.
What if you came home one day and you were like, this is the boat, and you named it after her, right? Like, you put her name on it.
Tried to hit my wife's ego?
Yeah. Like,
I don't
you put
my
her
wife
name
has
on
ego.
It, and you came home, you're like, this is our new boat.
You're funny.
What
no,
would she be pissed?
No, she would, you know how low-key she is.
She wouldn't like the boat?
No. Nope. That woman has no ego. She's, no, that wouldn't work. No princess or, no, whatever. Put Margarita on there
or
something.
Yeah, the Queen
no.
Marga, no.
Yeah, no. No, that wouldn't like, wow, that's pretty cool. Let's go get on my boat. No, I don't think she'd do that, Woody, but thank
you. Take
you.
Her down to the dock.
You're looking
and do the
for anything.
Reveal.
You're looking for anything so just so you can get on a damn boat. You're a sick.
Well, Dave Hyde won't invite me.
Dave Hyde.
He caught. Did you finally see the fish he caught?
No, I haven't talked to him since. Oh, he said he's going to let me know if he got a couple of grouper.
Yeah, he caught some big-ass fish, man.
I asked him, I go, what's the chance you think you're going to catch some fish, you and your buddy that he owns the boat with? And he said, 20%. Apparently they.
He nailed it, man.
He nailed it.
Dave Hyde doesn't dump his garbage in the ocean. He respects the ocean.
100%. I'm dead serious about that. You have to worry about, yeah. I don't know if Dave's a hard ass though with the kids. I think Dave's kind of soft too.
You think he's soft?
Yeah, he's part of the
soft.
A
lot of people have gone soft, man.
There are a lot of people if they tell the truth, going, "Yeah, I could have been." You know, it's really hard to be tough on girls. It's really hard. It's a lot easier if you have a son. But the girls are hard. It's hard to get. Can't get tough on them. Plus, they talk back. All right. Anyway, 9 o'clock hour's coming up with Steve Goldstein. Goldie's got a couple of boys. You think he's a hard ass, Goldie? No shot.
No. I can't imagine he is.
Goldie. I can hear Goldie talking to him, but I can't. You hear Goldie yelling at one of his kids? No. I can hear his wife going, "All right, Steve, enough. Stop. Now go. Just go to work. You're done. Go out. Go work out. You're fine, okay? The kids are fine." Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, I'll tell you what. They have put together one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Boy, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They got some great programs, and every time a big event comes to town, you betcha, Baptist Health South Florida doctors are out there to take care of all sporting events, no matter where they are. So good at what they do. You know what? What they put together, not only a top sports medicine program, but some of the top specialists working together for every part of the body. They've seen it all when it comes to sports-related injuries. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, all of them. They've got doctors specialized in all areas, including different knee doctors. So when you have a problem, it's nice to know you can go where the pros go and get great results. And that's what it's all about with the experience. And some of these sports surgeons and team doctors are spectacular at what they do. And Baptist Health South Florida means just that. We got South Florida covered for you. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables to right on the border there at the Hard Rock, to right next to the training facility. Baptist Health's got a nice facility there. And, of course, on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. That's up in Dr. Swartzen land. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.